Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. It is time, I want to tell you guys, it is time for the USSSSS. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I've been trying to get them to do an intro to this, but I had to do my own then because it's like, hey, they're not going to get this intro done. You know, something exciting. We only have 100 questions.
We need an intro.
Yeah, we need an intro. This is the USSSSS.
Let's get ready to rumble, right?
That's about what it's like.
Oh, yeah. He does
rumblings. Rumblings instead of answers. Well, of course, here's the test. Five questions from the U.S. citizenship test today. Off the 100 question test to be able to become a United States citizen. Of course, we already know now. And I just heard, by the way, it was just reporting on the news last night that 65% or something like that Americans didn't understand or know that the U.S. Constitution was the supreme law of the land.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
luckily, a couple of weeks ago, we did. We do now.
We know this now.
We do because we've taken the test. If you've missed these tests, listen, we do five questions at a time. We humiliate ourselves little by little, not just one big, huge humiliation. And we are taking the citizenship test ourselves, or at least I'm giving it to Pat and John.
Thank you.
So we're learning as we go. We're learning as we go, and we're so surprised that the only ones who really knew anything about America are the ones who just became citizens. Congress don't know, you know, the representatives don't know, Senate don't know, judiciary branch don't know, the president doesn't know, governors don't know. It's like, but, you know, thank God, you know, we know. And so this is how it works. I'm going to ask five questions off the U.S. citizenship test. This is question number 71 through 75, but it's five today. And, of course, if, in fact, I'm going to give you time to think. You always get time to think. Hey, just take your time, but hurry up because we only have a short program here to be able to do this song. While you're thinking, after the question's answered, you're going to hear.
Exactly.
And you can think as long as you want to, but as soon as you have your final answer, you're ready to go. Let us know, or the music stops. You got to be ready to go. Ready to go?
Let's do it.
Let's do this thing. Of course, if you get it right, and Pat really loves this part, sometimes he asks for a standing ovation. Yes. And of course, if you get it wrong, I think John got one wrong three times last time.
It's the same question.
Like, stop when you're behind. Stop when you're behind. Okay, here is question numero uno for El Diaz, right? Mm-hmm. There it is. Question one, John, off the U.S. citizenship test. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803? Ask it again. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803? Wonderful. Here he goes. There's the question, John, to you from the U.S. citizenship test, so you will not have to self-deport. Is what territory? What? I'm lunched. Hold on a minute. Jiminy crickets.
Is
that your final answer? Is that your final answer? You gotta wait the questions ask. This is not time to talk about other things. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803.
Okay, wanted to make sure the year was
correct. Oh, come on.
All right, that's what I asked. I wanted clarification.
This is a man that can't remember to put gas in his tank. Right, like, 1800 what? 1800 what?
Wouldn't that be the Louisiana Purchase?
Yeah! Yes. All the Midwestern states, you're looking at part of Montana and North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, part of Wyoming, part of Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, you know, bits, parts of Iowa.
And, deal there.
Yeah, and wow. It's amazing. That was just the center of the United States that was purchased at that point. Pat's having a learning moment.
Why does France own part of our country?
Well, remember, it wasn't ours to begin with. We just took it.
But we were living
That's
here.
That's another test. That was another test. That was
interesting.
Test. Okay, Pat, here is your question on the U.S. citizenship test for today. So you will not have to self-deport from between the two smokestacks. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s. Wow. Okay.
Wow, that was cool.
Is this going to be your final answer?
Final answer.
Good.
Okay. Here's the question. What name one scientific experiment? Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s.
Well, that would be the Civil War.
War.
Very good. Very good. Of course, that would be, one of them would be the Civil War, it wouldn't be just the Civil War, right?
That's the one I know.
Hey, that works.
It worked.
That works. John, you want to take one, just a shot at one of these other wars?
I don't like showing off.
That means he doesn't know.
Oh, here's the war's fault in the 1800s. It is the War of 1812. The War of 1812, which is pretty, you know, 1800s, right?
Mm-hmm.
War of 1812.
Count. Hey.
The next one was the Mexican-American War.
Oh.
You knew that, right?
Hmm. He's quiet. He's so quiet. The Civil War. That's pretty important, right? The Civil War and the Spanish-American War. That was really good.
Wow.
That was really good.
I would have never known that.
Yes. 1800s. Because the 1900s, you know, obviously you know what those are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then here we are. Question number next, John.
Next.
Name for this is the U.S. citizenship test that you have to pass this test to be able to be a U.S. citizen, but you don't have to pass it to be a congressman or the president.
Obviously.
You know, wow. Here it is. Name, and by the way, they swear to take an oath to defend this thing.
But they don't know.
They don't know it or they deny its existence. Mm. I deny I've ever known that it existed. Okay. Name the U.S. war. John, name the U.S. war between the North and the South. Name the U.S. war between the North and the South. Oh, here we are. This is your final answer?
Final answer.
And here it is. Here's the question. The question is, name the U.S. war between the North and the South.
Alex, for 1,000, I'm going to say the Civil War.
Yeah. It's so important because that was the war between the states. That's when states are fighting states.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it pretty well divided between the North and the South, but it was when states were fighting the states. And that's why you see people who fly flags to represent that season of our nation is really, you got to really think about that. You're flying a flag to say, hey, I'm celebrating a divided country.
Right.
Bad times. We want to be careful what we're. Sometimes people do it ignorantly.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do it intentionally. But we don't want to be able to we are the United States, not the divided states of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was a real, real tough time in American history. And we got some questions coming up about that next. Pat, question number next.
He's good at that.
From the U.S. citizenship test is name one problem, just one, because there were several. Name one problem that led to the Civil War. Name one problem that led to America's Civil War. Okay, This is your final answer, right?
That's okay. It.
Here it is. From the U.S. citizenship test, name one problem, just one of them, that led to the Civil War.
Slavery.
Hey. You can think of three things, so slavery, economic reasons, and state rights. But yet they were all intertwined between the economy that was built on the backs of African Americans in our country. And so when you see people talking about economy at the same time they're talking about slavery, it makes sense.
Sure.
It makes sense. And so it's fair for all of Americans to listen to the economic equations and possible remedies of things that was done in our country to remedy, to make it right.
Yeah.
And because what you had was, you had some states that wanted to keep their economies that was built on the backs of African Americans. That's what they were wanting to do. And that so money was made because many African Americans labored in the fields for that to be able to make that kind of money. So you got economy and you got slavery. Then you had state rights because states were saying, you can't tell us what to do. We're going to continue to act like this. And we're going to continue to oppress our brothers. They didn't say brothers. That's what but the North was going like, you can't do that. You got to find some other way. But they had the manufacturing aspect. They were actually, you know, taking advantage of children in the North and working them young in the factories and doing things like that. But their economy was based off machines. And down South, it was based off of men. And so they just had a different form of industry. The question is, if they wouldn't have had that, would they have had the same argument? The truth is, you know, righteousness came out of that in the context of it. But so cool, though, everybody, you know, of every race was in this war on both sides.
Wow.
So that means that the ones who were fighting for what's right in regards to the freedom to get the economy off the backs of the African Americans, and if they do, if it's their work, then that's their money. And they have the right as an American to enjoy the fruits of their labor, right? Of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's not for that person to, unless you pay them a wage. But also, it means that all races fought for the freedom of the slaves, that this is not right. And a lot of times, you know, people present it as if it was just, you know, African Americans that were fighting the white man for freedom. But the truth is, it had to be. A lot of every race fighting to be able to free America from this lie, this constitutional lie that said that all men, you know, we declare that all men were created equal, and that we weren't living it out, and for many years. And it wasn't until really Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did we finally come to a reckoning of the fullness of that. And now the economic issues, it looks like almost, you know, God's pressing America to deal with the economic issues of the past. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, people if we're empathetic towards that reality, then we need to be open to whatever God wants to do to bring economic realities and a balance sheet to things in the past. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense.
You know, our brothers are more important than money. And we want everybody to have a chance to succeed in America. And the last question for today is going to John. Here it is. Question number last from the U.S. citizenship test. What was one important thing that Abraham Lincoln did? What was one important thing that Abraham Lincoln did? John, this is the last question for today from the U.S. citizenship test. If you want to be a U.S. citizen, you have to pass this test. What was one important thing that Abraham Lincoln did?
Emancipation Proclamation.
Wow.
Yes, he actually freed the slaves.
Freed the slaves.
He freed the slaves by an executive order, mind you. He wrote an executive order called the Emancipation Proclamation. The thing about his executive order was that it was constitutional.
Right.
It was constitutional. What he wrote was things that you can study about his history. He pondered for years, like, how could we oppress our brother? How could the same constitution not fit all of us? And when he finally gets to this place, he's able to bring the constitutional reality to everybody by signing the Emancipation Proclamation. But it was done in executive order. He didn't go to Congress and say, hey, you know, let's pass a law, or let's just change this or change that. He did it by executive order, and then things progressed. And we're seeing executive orders done in current administrations and ones before that, that they're actually violating our constitutional rights. They're even under President George Bush about the Patriot Act, where they're going into all of our searching our data and without, you know, violating our Fourth Amendment rights. Currently with the current president violating our Second Amendment rights and the things with different things such as that nature.
Yeah.
And
the FDR had like about 3,000, didn't he?
I don't know how many he had, but he was a violator of a lot of that, a total lot of that. But this is three things he did. He freed the slaves by signing the Emancipation Proclamation as the president. He saved or preserved the united part of the states of America, the Union.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could have blown apart. We could have been two different countries at that one point. And then he led, and I believe if it did become two, that the southern part of the United States would look like Haiti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the northern parts of the United States would look like
Dominican.
Yeah.
Where it's all that fruitfulness and all that. I think that line would have been drawn right there.
Yeah.
And we would have seen just something tragic. And last thing he did is he led the United States during the Civil War. Imagine that. It's one thing leading a war abroad, but when your own brothers are fighting brothers, and his presentation and how he just balanced that and honored even both sides.
Yeah.
And brought things together and said things in a way, you know, the Gettysburg Address and all these different things to keep us together. I mean, is that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful. And if you go to Washington, D.C., you can see a monument of Lincoln. I mean, he's one of the ones that really just made a huge difference. And he's also on the penny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with him when they stop the penny.
I know. They need to put him on something else, too. I mean, he's
on the $5 bill.
Oh, yeah, that's true. When they take him off the $5 bill, I don't know what we're going to do. A penny used to get gum. Now it takes a $5 bill
to get
some gum.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, well, that concludes today's citizenship test. Y'all did a wonderful, wonderful job. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.